During that, but after that, knock it off. All right? Because that's not Deanne. That's not what she would want. In fact, I'm going to read to you this real quick just to get this started. Oh, by the way, now I'm Joanne. Welcome to Unity. Miss me, but let me go. When I come to the end of the road and the sun has set for me, I want no rights in a gloom-filled room. Why cry for a soul set free? Miss me a little, but not too long, and not with your head bowed low. Remember the love that we once shared. Miss me, but let me go. For this is a journey that we all must take, and each must go alone. It's all a part of the Master's plan, a step on the road to home. When you are lonely and sick of heart, go to the friends we know, and bury your sorrows in doing good deeds. Miss me, but let me go. With a reading from the Daily Word Unity for Sunday, which just sounds like something another message Deanne wants to give you all. Divine love, wisdom, and understanding bring harmony to my world. When I reflect on the various relationships in my life, what feelings come to mind and heart? Do I feel the joy and kinship with family members, of shared experiences and accomplishments with co-workers or within my community? What I bring to each relationship determines my experience and may even influence the experience of others. Even if there is friction or tension, I choose not to respond to any negative or insensitive comments. Instead, I view every relationship, every situation through the lens of my being, of my being a living expression of God. I am a harmonizing presence as I let God be God in me. I affirm divine love, wisdom, and understanding bring harmony to my world. And that totally encapsulates who this beautiful woman was. Just never heard an unkind word out of her towards anybody or anything. Always positive. Look for the good in everybody. Look for the good for every situation. So we're here to celebrate Deanne. And Johnny, can you run the, I'm just going to play the beginning and end of our usual service, because these are songs that Deanne loved. Just hit number one on there. It's on the seat. Inside your hymnal is a song called Surely the Presence, and you can sing that along with us. As soon as Johnny gets his glasses on. It's all ready. Just hit number one. Should start. Oh, goes to sleep. Okay, turn it on. Pick it up. We also call ourselves the Go with the Flow Center for Positive Living. So. So we sing this through twice. The man who usually plays the music that Deanne loves the most is hanging out in the sunny weather down in Arizona? Yeah. So he made us a recording. Does it say one? All right, so D'Erica, would you lead us in Surely the Presence, honey?
Yes, do you have a microphone or do you want me to?
Yeah, right here.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel a mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory.
Cindy told me that we would probably get along well as we both love Star Trek, the original series, had occasionally off-center senses of humor, and we could chat about conspiracy theories and the shadow government, which, by the way, is very real. Just kidding, mostly, okay? Mostly not really. Anyway, Deanne and I did get along quite well, and I always enjoyed talking to her. Turns out we had a lot more in common than we both, in that we both could drive Cindy crazy by doing nothing. True. Maybe nothing isn't the right word. We generally didn't get too worked up about anything in life. Deanne was one to take life as it came. She rarely, if ever, pushed back against the tides and rough seas that came along. Rather, I believe she simply liked what is commonly known as the serenity prayer. Please, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the strength to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Deanne was close to her family, and she was kind to her friends, and she wasn't afraid to help others when she could. She also didn't want to trouble others with any problems that she may have had. She wasn't, at times, a very guarded person. Even in her last days, she held on to her stoicism. I'd hazard a guess, she was very aware of what was happening, but did not let on to those closest to her. True to form, she did not wish to be a burden to those she loved and to love her. As friends and family mourn her passing and celebrate her life, we should all find comfort in knowing her suffering was brief, and she is now at peace. Deanne, you are loved and you will be dearly missed by more people whose life you touched than you could have realized. So that's my husband. When he writes, he can't write anything short. But he doesn't talk, so there you go. I want to read. I'd ask Nelia if she wanted to say anything, because they did talk a lot on Skype, and they did email a lot. So Nelia was special in her life. Thank you. Sorry. So Nelia, my dear friends, today saying goodbye to Deanne, I have to say she was a friend, a sister, and my whole family for me. I don't have to tell you how kind, caring, and wise she was. She was there for me in happy moments and the most difficult times as well. Deanne and Clifford helped me through the darkest times when I lost Bill, and I will be forever grateful to her for that. She was that close and sweet face and voice that I was looking forward to seeing and hearing every day I was there. She had become the closest people to me in my life. They were my family when my own were so far away. To any call and question, I got the same answer, come over. Deanne raised wonderful daughters, who have also extended their love and care for me. You will always be part of my family, and it will always keep even my heart. Deanne will always be one point of my best friends. The memory of her, her unbreakable spirit, will always be with me. Rest in peace, Amelia. If anybody else wants to speak, we'd love to hear words from you.
And this is something Deanne found. So this is where Deanne always sat, so her dove is sitting here for her.
I'm not going to stand, but this is for my mother-in-law. Anne Black, my husband's mom. These words came to me while half asleep on the way home. Poor Deanne. This world is not my home. I'm just a visitor here. When lying sleepless in the night with worry, doubt, and fear, a gentle voice comes to my ear. You're just a visitor here. I get a glimpse of heaven's beauty by a rainbow in the sky. I pray to see its full glory the day God lets me die. And when my loved ones are sad and full of tears, I want them to remember this world is not our home. We're all just visitors here. Much love, Anne.
Well, this is kind of hard for me. Deanne was one of my good half sisters. And we had the best time. And we'd go shopping until lunches and things like that. She loved to get all dolled up. And maybe you guys didn't know that about her, I don't know. But she did. And when I first came to California 20 years ago, I went to work at Liberty, country place. And I was looking for a friend, and I found Deanne. And later on, I became in a bit of a position of authority, and the state was coming to my very first inspection.
And she said, well, I will tell you what I did. And she was a young social worker, her first inspection. They weren't terribly happy about her documentation, because that was the last thing she worried about. She worried about her people she was taking care of. So they kind of called her on the carpet a bit, and she was terrified. And she said, well, I can do a really good job and take wonderful care of these people, or I can write about it. So which would you like me to do? And she didn't get in any trouble, no, she did not. So I've been honored to call her a friend for the last 20 years, and I love her to her bones.
It's my pleasure to be here today. Wow. Deanne was such a blessing in my life here at the church where we met, and the book club, and just general conversation. She was so bright and so much fun, and she gave me more than I gave her, I'm sure. And so I'm going to let go of the physical presence. My admiration and my love I will cherish and take with me every day that I get up and say thanks for her presence in my life. And as I cross over from the seen to the unseen, I'll celebrate with her on the other side. Thank you.
I didn't know Deanne as well as most people here, but she was a loyal student to my Unity classes. And what I loved about Deanne was she had this lifelong desire for learning. And I was always amazed and impressed with how many different subjects she was interested in, how much she wanted to learn, and the books she was reading, the travels that she took, her adventure to Alaska, and telling stories about seeing those grizzly bears. She was someone, it seemed to me, who enjoyed stepping wholeheartedly into life and taking it as it came, and just appreciating every moment. So if I learn anything from her, it is to nurture that lifelong desire to learn and experience and grow. And I will miss her as much as everyone else.
Thank you, Edna. Sandy? When through the years that I've been coming to, excuse me, frog in my throat, bad cold, the years that I've been coming to Unity, Deanne started sending out cards, and it was such a bright spot always. On a birthday, for thank yous, there was just this gift of brightening your day. And I know that my mailbox will be more empty now.
Ooh, which brings me, if anybody wants to be the volunteer to take over the greeting person or the cards,
we could use it.
So. Handing out the cards is easy. So I was driving home from Centralia. I live in the Lincoln Creek Valley. Some of you have been up there. Deanne was up there. And the sunset
was
absolutely
glorious.
And I'm thinking of Deanne all the way up the valley didn't turn on the radio. The sunset had ripples in it, which I knew already that Deanne loved the beach. And I've sat for when I can get to the beach and hope for a sunset, I've sat and watched the sunsets. But to see it on the road she traveled, and the one that I travel nearly every day, I thought, oh my goodness, what a glorious welcome to the other side. Thank you, Sil.
Deanne was a very faithful person. You could always trust her to be here. First person you almost seen every Sunday here in the basement was her. She was so reliable. She participated in just about every activity that was in our church. I met her when I first started coming here. I think they came after I did. But you're right, she, anniversaries, birthdays, thank yous, she was so faithful in sending them out. And she will be truly missed here because between her and Cliff Bowles, they were a great, great asset to this church, this community church. That, I mean, we actually really relied on them for a lot of stuff. Last Sunday, we came here, and, you know, she always pushed the button for the coffee pot. Well, it was turned on really late because we relied on her to do that. I think it was last Sunday. But anyway, that was, I mean, she will be thoroughly missed. She was a good friend, and she was very knowledgeable about a lot of things. And I will miss her.
But she also was the one who watered all the plants, so we'd like to invite you, if anyone would like to take a little piece of this plant home with you in memory of Deanne and start your own. This thing is about 40 years old and she's kept all our plants looking very pretty. Okay, Roy.
Thank you. During my lifetime, I have had literally tens of thousands of friends coast to coast, United States and Canada. Amongst all of these, there's always that select few, like the inner circle about you. Both Deanna and Clifford are amongst the very most warm-hearted, tender-hearted, loving people that I've ever known. They both always had a wonderful smile to greet us when we came here. They always gave the most warm, loving smiles and hugs that I have ever experienced. They became a part of who I am. And now she's back with her beloved. Deanna, enjoy your spirit journey. Our blessings go with you, and we'll meet you again soon.
Funny stories about Deanne? Come on, family. You guys know you have funny stories about her. Oh, I promised you wouldn't? Okay. Well, she won't care now. She's probably like, oh, come on, guys. You always talk it. Here you go, Johnny.
Okay, let's see if I can do this. What a wonderful human being. Deanne was there. I want to echo that about your really being so intelligent, always willing to study. They've had a book club going here for many years here, and they meet every Tuesday morning. And I just joined in this last year. And we've been reading a book that has a lot to do talking about generations and things like that. But it's been wonderful to be in that group with her and have a lot of time to sit and discuss things like that. There have been other times because, you know, Deanne was such a generous person. You know, I really, really want to stress her generosity. She would ask me to come over and do a little bit of work for her and always overpay me. And I went over there one time and it was around lunchtime and she asked me to come in for lunch. I'm used to just having a sandwich and stuff. And I went in, there's this whole feast, hot dogs, asparagus, rolls, fried potatoes, and you know, Clifford, he just chowed down and not anything else, you know. And every Tuesday it was true, Deanne would come in and water all of our beloved plants here. And then a couple of years, this poor guy, it's hard to keep him alive anyhow, but he really was dying. It was almost all completely brown and everything. And I took it home and repotted it and watered it and bought it back. And it wasn't until I was in the book club this year and had time to sit in there with Deanne and talk about, you know, watering the plants and stuff. And, you know, what happened with this one? Well, she thought it was fake, so she never watered.
Oh, yeah, we need someone to come water the plants, too. Okay, water the plants. And every Sunday, she would always bring something really delicious that she cooked up. So we need some more cooks. Oh, geez. We relied on Deanne for a lot. She was just such a big, luscious, giving being. Of course, she still is. So tune into that energy. Anybody else? Now, you know Susan loved her because Susan would never do this normally.
That is the truth. And actually, I don't have anything much new to say, but the good stuff is worth repeating, right? Deanne was really giving, and she did do a tremendous amount for this church, and this is where I met her. And she and Clifford both did all sorts of things that most people never saw. And they did it willingly and, you know, without any acknowledgement. And she was just a steady, giving, loving person. You've heard about how she liked to read and how well-informed and intelligent she was, and that is all true. And she never was done learning. In fact, she and I were signed up for a Windows 10 class at the college, and this was just right before she discovered she was ill, and she missed the first class. I was going to give her a ride, but she was pretty sure that she'd make it to the second one, and of course that didn't happen, but she was a learner. What I discovered in being with her in the classes that Anitha referred to was what a great sense of adventure she had, and she was always up for, you know, the next greatest thing. And also hearing her talk about her experiences over her lifetime, I realized that she was a huge risk taker as well, which I really admire. So it's true. She was a big part of all of our lives, and she will be very much missed by us. I guess I don't quite get this yet, but as the weeks go on and she's not here, it will become more clear to me. But she was the blessing.
I think that's because she was such a big presence. She's still a big presence, and we'll always feel her here. Anybody else?
I'll try to talk. So every Sunday at night, I would call Mom and say, who's the speaker today? So we talk about that. And then she always talked about the rest stop, the cookies. She'd start baking early, freeze them. She said, you've got to make the right cookies so they don't fall apart. And she says, they raised a lot of money. I don't know why they complain about making the cookies. She always talked about her church, too. She really loved you all. And we loved coming to visit, so she'd take us to the beach. Long Beach was our spot. Yeah. So thank you all for being here for her.
Deanne's granddaughter. I did the slideshow. I wish I could include more photos of Sheena, because if you look at the slideshow, it doesn't look like she was a big part of my life, but she actually was. Just all of our photos are in Florida, but she always came to visit. She came to visit us in Germany. She took us around Berlin and Czechoslovakia and Florida, and all of my memories of Grandma are usually travel. It's just so much fun, just because she loves travel and I love to travel. It seems like we're always going somewhere and doing. So there's not a lot of ordinary sitting around pictures with Grandma. It's always traveling. But when we did go back to the house, I always remembered her places better than any library. I never had to bring a book if I was going to visit Grandma, because there was going to be something there for me that I wanted to read. And she never held back. She let me borrow whatever I want. But I thought of a couple of funny things I wanted to tell you also. I did a lot of wandering around in my life.
We can't hear it.
So I've done a lot of wandering around and made a lot of mistakes in life, and Grandma never criticized me for any of them. So I remember when I was going through a real rough patch, I had just gotten divorced and I was going back to college for accounting. And previously I'd gone to college for audio engineering, and she was very proud of me for that. So when I was going back to school for accounting, she said, "You could probably help rock stars figure out how to write off leather pants on your tax returns." So I did crossover career. I forgot the other funny thing I was going to tell you, but that just gives you a sense of her sense of humor.
Growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. Dad had a lot of jobs, like Byron and In Living Color, probably five or more things at one time. You know, we got wood and sold cordwood for Tamarack cordwood, the best cordwood, obviously. Dad had to have the best cordwood. So we were always the slave labor for Dad. And Mom was, she always did the behind-the-scenes stuff, never made a big deal out of it. She always was there, though. I mean, when we didn't know what to do, we look back and she'd already done it. It was already done. So, I mean, she never tried to take credit. The things she did, she never even told people about. And when we were going through the pictures and going through her things, we found the honor sash that's downstairs. When she graduated college, she started at 43. She told Dad we'd been in St. Regis for, Sharon and I, grew up there and spent our entire youth there. But when she was 43, she said to Dad, "I'm going to school, and you can either come with me or you can stay here and rot." And Dad said, "I can't find my underwear, so I guess I'll come." So she graduated. She graduated, as you'll see in her bio, from Minot State University, magna cum laude. I didn't even know that until we went through her things, because she never said it. She never told us, because that's how Mom was. She was never braggy, and she never, if she knows something harsh about you, be sure that nobody will ever know it, because she never said a harsh word about anybody. And if she had reason to, I gave her plenty of reason to speak harsh, trust me. But she never said to me, no matter how stupid I got or what stupid thing I did, she never said, "I told you so," or "Why don't you learn," or "Smarten up," or anything that I would have gladly said to somebody. But she never once said anything harsh about anybody. So if she knows something about you, you're safe. Also, she read somewhere or learned somewhere that a safety pin, when you wear a safety pin, that meant you were a safe zone. You didn't have to worry if you were anything other than mainstream, that she never judged people for any reason. Didn't matter what it was that the person was. So she wanted everybody who saw her to know that she was a safe zone. And she never wore jewelry. I mean, sometimes a copper ring for her arthritis. But that was her flair. The safety pin was her flair. And she wanted everybody to know that. So she was a great mom, great friend, and great grandma, and a great, great, great grandma. So thank you for being here. I appreciate all of you. And like my sister said, she really loved her family. She really loved her, all of her family, her church family, her neighborhood family. Thank you guys for coming. Her family, she loved people. And I know Dad was the one who showed that he loved people by bear hugs and handshakes and all that. But Mom was always the person, you know, reserved, that was quiet, and she loved people. So thank you all for being her friend.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Okay. Taya, take any one of those traits that you heard today and make that a part of your life, and you will live happily ever after. Okay. Well, Sarah, I don't know, put the final one on.
There isn't another slideshow. It's just Amazing Grace.
Right, so where do I find that?
Oh, it's on the desktop.
Just get it ready for me. Okay. So we always end off a service, which she loved, is we form a circle around the entire room, and we sing the peace song. And it's on the back of your program, in your, each pew will have a song, if you don't know the words of it. So I'd like to all gather around, hold hands, and then I'm gonna try to play this.
You're all welcome to come to every third church on Sunday.
He's going to put the words up here for you. We got lots of goodies downstairs. We're also going to use all the delicious food she bought on Sundays. So eat hearty and good to be in.
How you doing, Bert?
Johnny.
She shut the projector off.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. Takes a while to warm up.
Just more patient than
that. I mean, we come in here, but I... Excuse me?
Of course. Okay.
Who's going to sleep? Let this become all.
live each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me.
For those of you who did not sign in on the little guest sheet, please join me downstairs to be a part of Deanne's history.
And there's a lot of food downstairs, so please come and eat.